Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Several people told me about a story out of Canada, widely reported. One such place was the OttawaCitizen.com. Gary Dimmick wrote the article, and a gentleman who passed it along to me has a name that I might be mispronouncing, but Maciej, and I apologize. I hate to ask people to give me pronouncers on their names, but when I worked in radio, the Associated Press news that came off the wire, as we said, would actually have in parentheses after any funny name, the pronouncer, you know, and so I got really good at reading pronouncers. And so now when I'm reading a news story out loud and I hit a funny name, I'm like, ugh, I don't know what to do with that. And it messes with my head. So I apologize. I'm not calling your name funny in that sense. It's just something that when I see it, I don't know what to do with it mentally. And that's my problem. I admit that. Because my last name is Leto, L-E-H-T-O, which I mispronounce. I've said that before. Back to Ottawa. Ottawa businessman tells judge he burned $1 million in cash to keep it from his ex-wife. Now, we could stop right there and everyone would understand what's going on here. But I'd like to highlight a couple things, and keep in mind, this is $1 million Canadian, so might not be quite $1 million American. Bruce McConville would rather burn his money than give it to his ex-wife, and a Superior Court judge is giving him 30 days to rethink his claim because the judge doesn't think that's what really happened. The 55-year-old Ottawa businessman, McConville, ran for mayor a while back, which they mention from time to time in here. And he sold properties and businesses behind his ex-wife's back. Then he withdrew $1 million of that in cash, burned the money in bonfires, and he says that it took him two bonfires to do it. He burned $743,000 in September and $296,000 on December 15th. Now, here's the strange thing about cash, is that cash, if you, in fact, do burn it, it goes away. You can't, you know, replace it like you can replace a check, for instance. And cash, of course, is a bearer instrument, meaning that just anybody has it. It's like, oh, I can spend this, you know. And there's a problem, of course, with this, because unless you've documented that you've burned it, who in their right mind would believe this story? You know, and the judge obviously doesn't. So McConville has been defying court orders to report on his finances to the court, notably where the money went from the sales that they claim happened here. Because his financial affairs remain a mystery, the court has been unable to figure out what he owes in child support and spousal support. As a result, he hasn't been paying any of it. McConville also defied a court order not to sell his properties because there was a fear that he was trying to keep the proceeds out of the court's reach. So he was told not to sell the stuff. He claims he sold it, and then he took the proceeds and burned it. McConville, in fact, sold some assets to his former accountant, which I wouldn't want to get involved in any of this. So you can imagine that people he sells stuff to might want to start rethinking what they've been doing with their lives. He has further defied a Superior Court order to pay the court $300,000 as a security. His explanation is that he set fire to the $1 million, and that was revealed during a contempt hearing last week before Superior Court Justice Kevin Phillips. McConville told Phillips he withdrew a total of $1,050,000 through as many as 25 withdrawals from six bank accounts, and he had the receipts to back up his claim, but no longer has the cash. Well, the receipts don't back up anything other than you withdrew the money. So we now know you had the money, okay? When asked, where's the money now, by the court, he replied, I destroyed it. The judge said, you've lost me. What do you mean? He rambled and spoke of anxiety about a relationship with a daughter. The judge says, can I back you up a bit? When you say you destroyed it, what do you mean? McConville responded, I burnt it. I burnt it. To the tune of how much? The judge asked. In total, about $1,039,000, McConville said. He later said he burned $1,050,000. Again, like I said, it's Canadian money. The judge then asked, how does destroying over $1 million advance your child's best interest? McConville admitted he didn't film the bonfires of cash, had no witnesses, and didn't record it in any fashion. Did you at least save the ashes of that money? Because there'd be a pile of ash. This guy's not a rocket scientist. You understand it's hard to believe, the judge commented. Yes, I do, McConville agreed. McGonville said he burned it out of frustration with the divorce proceedings. It's not something that I would normally do. Yet most people normally wouldn't burn $1 million, even Canadian money. I'm not a person that is extremely materialistic. A little goes a long way. I've always been frugal. That's why my business lasted for 31 years. If the money means nothing to you, why are you burning it instead of giving it to the person who it belongs to? Phillips didn't buy his story and on January 28th ruled that it was crystal clear that McConville has very clearly and deliberately set out to thwart the court and the proper administration of justice. Phillips told McConville that if he doesn't tell the truth in future court filings, he will face penal consequences, which sounds more painful than they are, that would make his 30-day term at the Inns Road Jail seem like a walk in the park. Before McConville was escorted out of court in handcuffs, the judge added, "You are making a mockery of this court and its process, something I will not allow. You are conducting yourself with intent to deliberately and willfully frustrate the proper administration of justice." And here's the problem. The court could say, well, of all this man's assets, there was $1 million, and that money he's now disposed of. So if he has any other assets, then obviously they go back into the pool, and the guy better hope that he is literally broke. Literally broke. In other words, you know, down to his last, you know, the clothing on his back. Because this argument that he burned $1 million is just insanity. More particularly, I find what you have done to be morally reprehensible because what you claim to have done willfully and directly undermines the interests of your children, Phillips said. And keep in mind that some of this was child support that he was fighting the courts over. And I know a lot of people out there who've had bad experiences with courts with respect to divorces, child custody, child support, spousal support, you name it. It's sad because people do get married in courts, but they get divorced in courts. And courts are not equipped to properly make it so that people are as happy at their divorce as they were at their wedding. It's not what they do. But the problem is that courts are put in this position and courts are told, you've got to administer this thing here, this legal issue. And the legal issues surrounding the divorce might be support, they might be child support, they might be visitation, they might be custody. And trust me when I tell you that the courts aren't happy, that you're not happy. They're not there to make you unhappy. They're just trying to do what they're supposed to do. And so when someone comes in front of them and says, "Yes, Your Honor, I had $1 million in assets, I burned it, so she can't have it." The court's now looking at the guy going, "Okay, wait a second. Some of the assets that I'm supposed to, the court, some of the assets the court is supposed to divvy up here is going to support the children." Okay? Let's not even talk about his wife or ex-wife here at all. Just talk about the kids. Think of the children. Okay? And so the fact that he burned $1 million, if he did, which I don't believe, if he did, then he actually is telling the court, "I don't care about the kids because despite my ex-wife, I'm going to spite the kids too." And the court is, I'm guessing, I'm not familiar with Canadian divorce law. I'll admit that. No idea what I'm talking about here. But I'm willing to bet that it parallels American divorce law in that the courts are supposed to look out for the best interests of everyone in front of them. So you've got an ex-husband and an ex-wife, and you got some kids. And the number one priority in American courts is the children's welfare. Then let's worry about the adults, okay? And so when somebody appears before them and says, "Your Honor, I had a bunch of money that could have taken care of those kids, but despite my ex-wife, I'm going to burn that money. I'm going to hurt the kids." It's not going to go well for you, my friend. That is not what you want to do. So the judge said he had to send McConville to jail to send a clear message that court orders must be obeyed. After McConville serves his 30-day jail sentence, he faces severe financial penalties for every day he does not comply with court orders to file a full and honest account of his financial affairs, and notably where the $1 million in cash went, because nobody believes he burned it. The judge imposed a $2,000 per day fine to be paid directly to his ex-wife. That's $14,000 a week for a man who has long hidden his financial affairs from the court and his ex-wife. And I know many of you are saying, "Steve, but he's not going to pay that either." He might not. There are people out there who'd rather sit in jail for the rest of their lives than pay their ex-wife money. That might be what this guy gets to do. The judge told McConville that the fines be independent of any future child and spousal support, and he warned it may well be, therefore, that your remaining assets, which is what I told you before, if he's not completely broke, he might have really dug himself in a hole here. Your remaining assets, equity in the home, and RRSPs, etc., end up entirely in the hands of your ex-wife. If that's the result you're trying to bring about, then so be it. But you cannot thumb your nose at the court as you have done. The judge told the court he didn't think McConville set anything on fire, let alone $1 million in cash. I don't believe you. I don't trust you. I don't think you're honest. The judge continued by saying, I urge you to get in compliance because that $2,000 a day is going to run up such that you lose everything. The lawyer representing McConville's ex-wife told the court that the story was just more nonsense and noted that while McConville claimed to have zero income, documents show he has around $9,000 in expenses per month that somehow get met. And, you know, I know people, stubborn people, angry people, disgruntled people, burned people, people who really feel that they've gotten the short end of it, the raw end of it, whatever cliche, whatever, insert cliche here. And they say, you know something, is that I'm willing to do this the rest of my life rather than, is that what your life has become? Really? You know? And so, guy claims he burned $1 million in cash. And like I said, nobody believes him. Nobody believes him. And if he did, it was probably the dumbest thing he's ever done in his entire life. But I don't think he did it either. I don't think he burned it. So there you go. Thanks for the story. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The best way to cheer yourself up is to cheer somebody else up.